Security analyst Dr. Kwesi Enin attributed the upsurge in the activities of the land guards to inability of law enforcement agencies to provide the needed security to the populace. He said land guardism has therefore become an alternative form of security provision. He told Radio Ghana that the state lacks the capacity and willingness to deal with the menace.
A past president of the Ghana Institution of Surveyors, Kwejose Asante, has proposed the promulgation of a legal framework to reduce the land guard menace in the country. He said the promulgation of an estate agency law, which will regulate activities of stakeholders such as registration and accreditation of agents and lawyers, will significantly deal with the menace. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Asante indicated that lack of trust and transparency among buyers and sellers of lands, among others, are responsible for the situation.
The particular ownership of land, land use planning, management thereof of land, with the rule of land commission clearly mapped out, land tenure continues to be a problem in terms of land acquisition, in terms of the planning and development issue. And this is must now be brought to the forefront of our thoughts in this country and to be dealt with precisely and decisively. Otherwise, we are not going anywhere. And as it's put, God is not adding to the land that we have in our current dispensation. Naturally, there will be competition for it, and we must guard ourselves.
So, dealing decisively with the problem, how do you expect the government to go about the threat being posed by these land guards, who in some cases have been visiting mayhem on their victims?
There must be a legal framework in place. I know the land sector agencies have been brought under one roof and all that. But there is a need for a legal framework. What the Ghana Institution of Surveyors has termed the estate agency law. This has been on the cards for the past 25 years. And if we adopt this legal framework, operators will be registered, dealings will be regulated, and people will be made to do genuine business, to buy and sell land. There will be proper documentation of the possession, and rightful owners can be identified. So also will accredited agents and lawyers be involved. And motivation to swindle will die. And this will generate trust. It will generate some level of transparency amongst both buyers and sellers of land. And we must get our lines up to make sure that this law is passed.
A past president of the Ghana Institution of Surveyors, Kwejose Asante.